Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, November 4th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of government and politics news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Tech media breaks, SafePro Group Inc., and Norwegian People's Aid report 800% efficiency gains in Ukraine demining study using Spotlight AI. SafePro Group Inc. and Norwegian People's Aid reported an 800% efficiency gain in a Ukraine demining study using Spotlight AI. The 18-month field study showcased how Spotlight AI technology improved survey productivity by over 800%, detected 550% more unexploded ordnance per hectare, and reduced survey costs by approximately 50%. These results highlight how SafePro's AI-augmented drone imagery and computer vision can revolutionize global demining efforts by enhancing accuracy, speed, and cost efficiency. State roundup, Menhaden, in middle of fight over Bay Health, judges tell Trump to free SNAP benefits, Exelon to seek okay to build power plant in Maryland. Across the Chesapeake Bay, fishermen are reeling in fewer striped bass, and many osprey are struggling to survive due to the declining health of Atlantic Menhaden. In other news, judges have intervened to prevent the Trump administration from pausing SNAP benefits, ensuring continued assistance for millions. Meanwhile, Exelon plans to seek approval to build a power plant in Maryland, marking a significant policy shift. Stay tuned for more updates on these critical issues. Opinion: Maryland has a blueprint for education. So why is our immigration system excluding and deporting the builders? Ian Andre Roberts, a dedicated educator in Maryland, was detained by ICE not for violence or fraud, but for a paperwork dispute, threatening to erase his life's work. This incident sheds light on the contradiction of detaining and deporting educators while facing a teacher shortage in the state. Maryland currently has over 1,600 vacant teaching positions, with a shortage that disproportionately affects Black and Latino students. Federal immigration policies, such as the proposed H-1B visa overhaul, further exacerbate the problem by favoring corporate employers over public school districts. The recent federal education budget also includes significant cuts, putting programs that support teacher development at risk. Despite Maryland's efforts with Blueprint for Maryland's Future, federal policies continue to hinder the recruitment of much-needed educators, ultimately jeopardizing the future of our children.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.